What's on your heart today, Monsignor?
Today is such good news for the entire world, and especially for those who are suffering deeply. Our world is being so tormented. Our world is being, it's under the siege of warfare, chaos and confusion in families, in institutions, and so many, especially good people, are really looking, where can we go? The most powerful phrases in the New Testament that are there for us to hear are there right today in the 11th chapter of Matthew's Gospel, the 28th to the 30th verses. And Jesus says to us, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon your shoulders and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart." It's the one time in the New Testament where Jesus refers to his sacred heart. "I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light." When Jesus offers this to us, to every single one who is listening, where is he? He is alive. Where? Not only near you, but in you. Today's message is the most important message for every bishop in the church. Where is Jesus? When I went to Africa, to the Diocese of Conakry in Africa, and I asked the bishop, "What does Africa need?" The Africans need Jesus. Where is Jesus? In every African, every single person who is baptized in his diocese, every single person who has been confirmed, every person who has been ordained, Jesus is in them. Every Protestant, Jesus is in them. Where are you? Jesus is in them. In everyone in Russia, Jesus, who, if you are baptized, Jesus is in you. Now he's inviting us, "Come to me, all you who are burdened and labor. I will give you rest." So many of our families, so many of our institutions, so many in our world are suffering. The chaos of war, the chaos and confusion in our world today. Jesus wants to give us this rest. What is the spirit of our times? So many people have wandered far and away from the Lord in our time. Is there a family that doesn't have what there used to be? There was the lost sheep of the family. Some member of a family had wandered off. Today it's the father who is lost. Today it's the mother who is lost. The hand grenade that has gone into the middle of family life has been exploded. And so children are being brought up by God knows who, by grandparents sometimes by institutions. We have such a chaotic family life. Which family that's listening to me right now doesn't have so many members who are so confused by drugs, by excessive sex, lust, all being lost and confused in the ways of the world today, alcohol, all the kind of chaos that's in a family, the family life that is given to the world today. And so the diocese that you belong to, the seminary that you may be in, all around you, there is such confusion. And it's because we have lost our way. Isaiah, in today's reading also has hope for our world. Our world is somewhat the description as he gives it, the world. The feet of the needy trample on it. The feet of the poor. The way of the just is smooth. The path of the just you make level. The course of your judgments, Lord, we await. Your name and your memory are the desire of our hearts. If you're listening to this program, the desire of our hearts, our memory, my soul yearns for you at night. Yes, my spirit within me seeks you at dawn. When your judgments comes upon the earth, the world's inhabitants learn justice. You, Lord, are the one who is going to answer us. And who are you? You are Jesus, Lord, our God. Lords other than you have ruled us. Only because of you can we call upon your name. Only you, Jesus, only you. Lord, oppressed by your punishment, and that's what we have, we cried out in anguish under your discipline. As a woman about to give birth wreathes and cries out in pain, so were we before you, Lord. We conceived and wreathed in pain, giving birth only to wind. Salvation we have not achieved for the earth. No inhabitants for the world were born, but your dead shall live. Their corpses shall arise. Awake and sing, you who are in the dust. Who are you, Jesus, to bring this about? I am Jesus, and I have come to save you. Come to me, and I will give you rest. A woman came to me yesterday, and at the age of 8, she began to wander from God. And she got into all kinds of stuff, into the darkness, into all kinds of witchcraft and so on. And then she wanted to come back. And where are you? And Jesus was here waiting for her. Where is Jesus? He's in you. And so as she sat there before me, she had been tormented, completely suffering, crying out, just like this woman in Isaiah, that Isaiah says, is crying out. Once you see a person who gets into the darkness and gets under the power of the evil spirits, she was so tormented, and just Jesus, Jesus. And as she was there, the magnificent immersion of this woman. You know, what is happening to individuals is when they come under the power of satanic forces. See, every one of you who may have someone in your family or someone that's crying out, and they're trying to be relieved of this suffering. And she was sitting there before me. Who alone do we have? Jesus. With the crucifix and with the words of the power of Jesus, of binding Satan, I brought peace to her in the name and by the power of Jesus. This invitation of Jesus, the magnificent power, we have that power. Where? Within us. And so you, brother priests, you have that power to deliver her. She had gone to a priest. She had gone to a priest in her own state in Michigan. And the priest said, we don't do these things here. Shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you priests who have the power and do not deliver in the name of Jesus and by the power of Jesus. By the sign of the cross and in the name of Jesus, those demons that had been tormenting her were silenced. Come to me, and I will give you rest. To see that magnificent woman, and really a beauty, a mother of four children, a daughter of God, a wife, to see her clothed in peace. By what power? Jesus. Where was he? In her. In her. Just as he is in you. And a young man came very recently to me who had gotten caught into music and all kinds of honors of this world and money and a devout life. He was really living a life of debauchery. And he got under the power of the evil spirit. And that spirit, when he tried to come around, he was becoming a convert. And that person, then his attempts, the struggles, the pain, and the visions that he was seeing of the spirits that were coming after him, the torment, the struggle, the pain. And it was only with it, through Jesus. In coming to Jesus, he had come into the church, and the experience that he had the first time he received Holy Communion within his body, receiving Jesus in Holy Communion, the wonderful priest that took him through the RCIA and talked to him about Jesus and the struggle of the thoughts, the spirits, and the experience he was having. Satan, since he had danced with him for so long, wasn't going to give him up easily. And the torments he put him through. And as he looked, he was trying to explain it, the suffering that he was having in breaking away from the chains and the power of the devil. And there was Jesus, delivering him, saving him. But he didn't know exactly about how to go about explaining to the priest who was giving him the instruction what he was going through. And so that even after he came into the faith, how the evil one continued to torment him, Jesus saying to him, just what he has in this gospel, come to me, and I will give you rest. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. There was a deeper and deeper wound that was within him. Although he had come and been baptized, there was within him that area of his heart that he still had to open for confession, a sin and I was hanging on to. Some of us who are hearing this, when Jesus says, come to me, he means, come to me. I will give you rest. I will take over your life. You, if you still want to be in control, then that area is still not under my command. I will give you rest. Learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. But in order to receive the lightness of the burden, you have to give everything over to me. He's always saying that. Let me be the driver. Let me be the one who's in control, not you. And then when we meet people who are baptized, who are confirmed, who even are ordained, there's a priest recently who is under the spirit and the bondage of unforgiveness. As he comes to see, he's got Jesus. Jesus is in him, but in his heart, there is some one or other or three whom he has not forgiven. They remain unforgiven. That area of his heart is still controlled by that darkness. Jesus wants to penetrate and to go, "My heart is a heart of forgiveness. I have given you my heart. Give me your heart. Let my heart permeate every darkness of unforgiveness. Today, the demons that may lurk in your heart are the spirits of unforgiveness, vengeance, not forgiving someone, a wound, a brother who may have hurt you, a sister, a father, a wound that you have. Jesus is saying, come to me. You are bleeding in this area. Because of your unforgiveness, you do not have rest. And the evil spirit is controlling your life. Some people have the evil spirit. And recently, this person who has a spirit of envy and jealousy. And it's so controlling in his life. He's so jealous and envious. Some people have a spirit of lust. This person that I recently he's got a family. He's got so many things. He's got wonderful, he's really magnificent work and work ethic, but he has a spirit of lust in his heart. That darkness, you know, people can be married and in this world have other women that they're seeing, and the lusts that control their lives and the destruction that it brought to not only him, but to his children. The darkness. And when his wife discovered this, and the pain and the separation and the unforgiveness, but mainly driven by lust for so many years, and now through Sex Anonymous, through counseling, through many kinds of healing that he's going through, that the painful withdrawal and to live a chaste and a celibate life as a husband, and now he's alone and suffering the consequences, and every one of his children who know of his lustful affairs and the blindness that he has had toward his children. These are beginning. What is his peace? Jesus, come to me. When he becomes rerooted in Jesus, and his wife separated from him becomes rooted in Jesus, and each one of his children become rooted in Jesus, where will the peace be? Hereafter? No, here. Jesus wants to give rest and peace and unity to every family. There is hope. Although there have been terrible mistakes made in family, there are families that are so shattered today. Jesus is saying to you, come to me. I am the hope of the family. I am the unity of the family. I am the source of the family. And you will find rest. You will find unity. You will find peace in me. I am here, where I am in each of you. The institutions that have become so corrupt, seminaries are so, why do we have this disease that we have in the church today? Because the pus that seeps from the seminary into the priesthood, into the diocesan priesthood, the Institute of Priestly Formation is such hope. Bringing forth what? Who? What's the program here? It's Jesus. Jesus is what the priesthood needs. Jesus is what the seminary needs. The Archdiocese of Los Angeles is bankrupt for its scandals. Where do we go back to? The pus that's seeping into the priesthood through the seminary. Cleanse and heal. How does a seminary get healed? Jesus. Jesus. When Jesus becomes the root and the center of every seminary. Is that simplistic? No. It's the truth. Come to me. He's saying to you, the rector of the seminary. He's saying to you, the teachers in the seminary. He's saying to you, the administration of the seminary. The seminary must again be founded on Jesus. He's saying to the bishops, come to me. Do you want a healthy presbyterate? Come to me. Do you want a healthy seminary? Come to me. Come to me. The institutions that we have today, how important it is for you especially who have been praying, the poor clares, the little sisters of the poor, the missionaries of charity, the Franciscans, all of yesterday we had Our Lady of Mount Carmel, the Carmelites. They have been shrinking in number, but hopefully they have been faithful to Jesus. Many of our monasteries need to be renewed in Jesus. Jesus to be the spouse of every committed. You don't take a vow to an institution. You take a vow to a person. Jesus. Jesus is the one whom you commit yourself to by poverty, chastity, and obedience to Jesus. And as we begin to see this invitation of our Lord today, come to me. You cannot have anything without me. I am your all. I am everything. Everything has come to me, Jesus says, from my Father. And I have loved you as he has loved me. It's the personal relationship between every person in the church, between me and him. I am in the Father, and he is in me, and I am in you. Where are you? In every institution. The Jesuits are finally beginning to see again what their founder, St. Ignatius, had been trying to teach them. They're shrinking in number, but hopefully they will again be renewed. In whom? In Jesus. Their superior told them, what is the most practical thing that a Jesuit can do? Fall in love with Jesus. There is nothing more practical than falling and staying in love with Jesus. It changes everything. Their superior gave them this practical advice. And now, slowly, they're beginning to follow it. The Jesuits are being renewed. The Franciscans are being renewed. They had gone so far astray. Yes, from their founder, Francis. What happened when Francis fell in love with Jesus in Mount Alvernia? What happened when Ignatius fell in love with Jesus at Manresa? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And today, you know, to just go again, and the diocesan priests, bishop, those who are around you, those who are, what can you give your diocese? The greatest thing you can give him, Father, priests of God, the greatest thing you can give for your institution of diocesan priesthood is to take this invitation. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon your shoulder and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart. Your souls will find rest for themselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden light. There's good news. There's good news for the whole world. Any and everyone in the whole world who is listening, wherever you may be, there's good news. Jesus is alive. Jesus is near. Even better, he's within you. Come to him. All you have to do is turn around. He's right there.
Final thought, Monsignor?
Come to me, all you who are burdened and labor, and I will give you rest. God bless.